really just, that's just total coincidence as far as timing.
And Mike Pence, spokesperson for the agency, doesn't expect protesters, journalists, or delegates at the event in downtown St. Petersburg to ever see the truck.
I would say at this point there's absolutely no plans to utilize this vehicle for the RNC.
The engine growls in the more than 15-ton militarized truck. It can transport 14 officers comfortably and more if needed. The Bearcat has 1.5-inch thick steel armored bodywork and ballistic glass that is capable of taking multiple hits from gunfire and protect occupants from some explosives. It has a roof turret where officers can emerge from the defensive and go on the offensive. David Gerard will be one of the officers using it.
This is it's a 2012 Lenco Bearcat. It's an armored rescue truck that's built on the chassis of a Ford F-550. It's been obviously highly modified.
It was purchased using money from criminal seizures, like the sale of cars that were used during the commission of a crime, not from taxpayer dollars. Gerardo said the agency began planning how to fit the nearly $250,000 piece of equipment into their budget after Officer Jeff Yazlowitz and Sergeant Tom Badinger were killed in a standoff last January.
You had officers that morning taking cover from gunfire behind a dump truck that was commandeered, and that's just not an acceptable situation. And I think that, you know, the chief, after evaluating all that, looked at the situation and decided that an agency our size, we needed to have this piece of equipment available to us in the event of any type of situation where officers might have to go in the line of fire to try to rescue someone.
The city of Tampa purchased two armored vehicles using some of a $50 million federal grant for security during the Republican convention. Those funds were earmarked for items and services directly related to security during the week of the convention. But Gerardo maintained the agency will only use the vehicle for rescue situations, which aren't expected during the August 26th event.
It would give us the ability to move into an area to conduct a rescue of either an officer or a civilian in a situation where that area that we need to move into to conduct such a rescue would normally be unavailable to us because of hostile gunfire, someone shooting at us.
Gunfire, Gerardo added, is the only circumstance where people can expect to see the massive Bearcat on the prowl.
Barring those types of situations, I would say it's probably unlikely.
St. Pete Police spokesperson Mike Pence agreed.
If some unforeseen event were to take place where suddenly gunfire was an issue, that would be the only set of circumstances you'd ever see a vehicle like this.
But SWAT Officer Gerardo, who also refers to his unit as the TAC team, said even remote, the possibility is still there.
It can be used in conjunction with duties that the TAC team is carrying out with our chain of command on the team, and it can also be used by patrol officers under the correct set of circumstances, and that has to be authorized by a watch commander, so a lieutenant out in the field or higher rank.
Officials on both sides of Tampa Bay have come up with tight security plans around the areas where most of the Republican National Convention activity will be. In St. Petersburg, that's Tropicana Field and parts of downtown. A police training video released last month warns officers about so-called anarchist groups that come with the sole intention of causing trouble. Mike Pence, spokesperson for the St. Petersburg Police Department, said even if those groups are here, he doubts they'd cause enough trouble to warrant the use of an armored vehicle.
Most of what you would see in an event that we anticipate in RNC would be protests of various types, okay? Some of it might involve some element of violence, but so far, based on the history of these things, we don't see gunfire or those type of things in this type of event.